sometimes some weed.
Can you spare any, or is it all smoking form?
I mean, like, what are we talking? Like, are we talking like
just
a lot
enough
of weed?
To get me baked for like a week?
That's a lot of weed.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm taking vacation next week, so.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna stay in my apartment.
You're just gonna get
baked. I want to be baked the whole time. Watch TV. I'll probably rewatch Gandhi.
Hey, welcome, bienvenue, another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Lebanon.
That boy is good.
Today's episode has been recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, December 31st, 2025. That's right, end of the year episode.
Bon année.
Today's episode is still rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right, guys, stick with tradition. Shout out to all your listeners. And before we start, applaud yourselves. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! That's right. That includes those of you who clicked on this podcast by mistake. Because, you know, maybe you're tipsy, drunk, or whatever, or high, and thought I was the other Shut Up Podcast. Okay, the fact that you were high and tipsy and made a mistake are not, I'm not saying they're, it's a coincidence. My point is, if you were looking for ShutUpPodcast.com, I'm the one. And here's hoping that I say something in this episode that allows us to make history. All right, shutuppodcast.com is the website. shutuppodcast401@gmail.com is the email address. In today's episode titled 318, episode 318, title is either, okay, actually it's going to be future me's problem. I'm settling on this title. I'm going to treat this like a wrap up in the sense that no, I'm not going to review the year. I'm literally making the last podcast of the year and just making a big deal out of it. Just making a big deal. All right. Celebrating the fact that I was going to say I was celebrating the fact that I'm sober, but that's a different story. So I think what's going to happen, we're just going to do sheer randomness. That's it. Right, some sheer randomness, limited to sheer randomness. All right, let's go. Yeah, I was supposed to record on the 24th last week, and what day are we? Wednesday. Oh, shit. So I'm laughing at myself. I was supposed to record last week. You missed an episode. All right. And what happened is I got high. All right. I got high. All right. And then so here I am. And I'm like, okay, keep yourself sober for a bit just so you can record this episode. And okay. So this bit of randomness is I'm calling it what you missed, what I was going to talk about in the last episode, but I'm going to 3 points, but I'm getting to the point. Like, no long dialogue, but just getting to the point. So, first one was random thought again. Excuse me, randomness. So, while I'm not mad at Erica Kirk and Nicki Minaj and all the shit that's they're up to, because they are who they are, because I am rejoiced. Call me petty, call me bitter, call me whatever, but I'm rejoicing at the idea of Charlie Kirk getting played, getting swindled in the afterlife. In a sense that I don't know that man's personal life, but I'm going to content myself with the idea, with the possibility that this motherfucker went to this grave thinking that he had a real one. It was talking about how Charlie Kirk said some bad things about Nicki Minaj, and then And now she's like praising him on stage. Dude, you're dead. There's money to be made from your fucking death. Holy shit, I would probably tap dance on that stage for the right amount. Anyway, whatever, man. So I'm not mad at those two, all right? Because they are who they are, and just their existence is like revenge against Charlie Kirk. Speaking of Charlie Kirk, I was listening to, wow, this was the first point, getting to the point. Yeah, I was listening to which podcast was it? And I forget, right? Actually, I just don't want to mention it. And it's just that they were talking about how they were putting a lot of emphasis on, yes, political deaths are terrible. Is that the word they use? Political deaths? Political death murder or whatever, assassination, whatever they want to use, right? And I just realized that. I just realized that I'm okay with violence against people who had it coming to them. I mean, that includes, like, if you live by the sword, die by the sword. If you spend your life talking shit and then you just, and talking shit results in your death, I'm like, I'm not going to be Mr. like, oh, that's awful, all violence is wrong. Nah, fuck it, man. And I say this, knowing that somewhere out there, someone doesn't like me, and if I were to die from a violent death, whatever, man, you're entitled to that shit. I'm not going to be the one on stage being like, all violence is wrong. I'm like, I just didn't like that guy. Look, there were a lot of people who celebrated with Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, any of them, list all my heroes, died. I'm not above that. That's all I'm saying, man. You were on the other side of the battlefield, and you died. That's the game of war. That's all I'm, all right, right, whatever, that's it. All right, so that was supposed to be the first item. Second one was how I've been enjoying, I am on track. I mean my 2 points. And the last point I was going to make is how much I've been enjoying, I was going to talk about how much I've been enjoying watching the defeated face on Andrew Tate and Jake Paul. You know, the image that's gone around of them both ending up in boxing matches and getting beat up. Now, I'm not going to punk anyone for getting in the ring, respect, but I am going to punk them for being punks, for talking shit. You know what gets me is the problem with boxing, as I see it, not as a sport, but as a form of entertainment. I didn't know who Anthony Joshua, by the way, hope he's okay and everything, but and RIP, was it his manager? Whatever. But before that fight happened, I didn't know who Anthony Joshua was. And that's not an insult to Anthony. It's more, I didn't know shit about boxing. And the only reason I watched that fight was to see Jake Paul finally get what he deserves. And this is what I put it. The problem with boxing is the fact that I didn't, he was an athlete. He was top of his game. And I didn't know his name. And it just makes you wonder, right? Imagine you're like great at what you do, but you're not a household name. And the person who's a household name is a piece of shit who's just a household name because he made a career out of just being a piece of shit. You know what I mean? That's what's wrong with the world.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Okay, this next one is the reason, this next one is the reason why I made sure to do this episode sober. Is it's a little rant. I gotta be careful what I'm trying to say. It's one of those topics that's I should write down. I should put my thoughts into paper, but I'm just gonna say on the surface, and it's also part of the reason why I didn't record. My heart was heavy. So during the holidays, the number one thing people assume, or people will tell you, like, hey, you and your, what are you doing for the holidays? And everyone assumes that, well, I'm going to spend time with my loved ones and yada, yada, yada. No one, I avoid saying shit like the truth, which is I'm spending it on my own by choice. by choice. No one's trying to hear that shit. And I guess I was reflecting on that, man. The fact that it's by choice. And I'm in one of those I don't know if I would use the word unfortunate. I'm just going to leave it as one of those situations that conflict is when I'm in a conflict where, okay, let me just read what I've said there. When what you are asked to do by family conflicts with what you want to, what do you do with what your family wants you to do is not what you want to do. And I know I've answered my own question, but I was ready to take on this topic. It's, you know what? I think I'm going to say is shout out to, this is an acknowledgement to everyone out there who spend their holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, holidays, celebrations that usually a time for family members to come together. And this is for all of you who don't do that. You're not alone. Or if you do meet with people, it's not with like blood relatives. It happens. It just happens. I'm in a particular situation. We'll go into details, but I guess I just, it was the realization how, what do you do when your self-worth is tied into your ability to make someone happy and that person can't be happy? Do you know what I mean? That link of, what's the word? Dysfunctional parenting or dysfunctional relationship? It's not the parenting, but the relationship is dysfunctional. I'm trying to bring up or trying to talk about. Anyway, so back to that question. That's what happened. I'm in a situation where I decide, I know it's complicated, but it's one of those things that I hope someone understands, right? What happened is I made a decision to not grow out of the role that I usually play. It's like I'm a different person and I don't know how to be this new version of me with the love, with the family. Do you know what I mean? I guess you don't. And like I said, man, I just felt the need to get it out my chest. Anyways, so back to the question, what do you do when your self-worth is tied to the ability to make someone, is tied to your ability to make someone happy who can't be happy? Short answer is therapy. And I think the main reason why I brought this up, I wanted to bring this topic up, even though it's not fully fleshed, and I know the majority of you are probably listening to me with straight confusion. Don't know. I know I haven't made a point to you, but this is one of those situations. This is the situation where I'm asking a question where people either don't have the answer or can't understand the question. And then usually I'll get someone just, well, I think you're talking whatever, or and usually when I'm in those situations, I shut up. I don't say anything. I just keep it to myself. And the fact that that question goes unanswered, the fact that it weighs heavy on me doesn't go away. It still bothers me. Anyway, I guess I'm just wanted to end to 2025. This episode 318 with a question, with one of these questions that usually people don't have an answer to or can't understand.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. One thing that's been on my mind, willing to share with you, is my upcoming trip to Mexico. And I guess I'm a little proud of myself. I've been preparation And okay, this is what I labeled this one. I said, upcoming trip preparation and that uncomfortable feelings when things work out. So I've been preparing for my trip, and the one thing I've been doing, I'm trying to do something different, is budgeting. But the thing, because usually when I go traditionally, when I go on vacation, I forget that money don't grow on trees. I forget what the word debt means. I just show up, yo, just charge it. Just like, I'm out there and I'm making every excuse, and I'm like, just charge it, whatever, man. But this time it's not that I'm restricting myself. It's more creating a ceiling to say, this is the permission of what you got to spend. It's something different. And talking about this budget also allows me to bring up probably one of my, I believe for me, is one of my greatest accomplishments for 2025. It's one of those accomplishments I didn't think I would. I didn't even thought I'd get here. But one is creating that little spreadsheet. I've talked about it in the previous episode. The spreadsheet that I've been using to track my expenses. Finally got that going. Like, I finally know everything, that I'm now fully aware of every transaction that's going in and out my bank account and when they're going to happen. I have that going for me. My debt's not gone, but I've controlled the bleeding. Right? And yes, and I've made some significant, achievements. Some significant accomplishments in bringing it down. It's not at zero, but it's better than I was when I started the year. Yay! Settle down, yeah. And the reason I'm bringing up the debt overview sheet is so I now do this thing where I track my spending, but by pay cycles. Again, I'm the beginner. I'm not one. I don't budget by month. I budget by every pay cycle, and so what's surprising is, I crunched the numbers, and this particular pay cycle, I have a shitload of money available for me to put in my expense, and it's been so hard not to be like to ball out of control. What I'm getting at is the moon, the stars align in a way that I have enough. I have a fair amount of spending money for this trip. Granted, I got to worry about the next pay cycle, because all those bills that I didn't have to pay this pay cycle will be waiting for me when I get back. So it's on one end, I'm like, wow, I feel so lucky. On the other end, I am like, I feel unlucky, because I got to be mindful of the, I got to resist the temptation to not go to the old me, because old me is like, you got a lot of money, fuck next pay cycle, ball till you fall. All to say, don't be surprised if I come back with a desperate chick who wants Papi Peso is back, who just wants me for my pesos. Right. Okay, last point is, as I'm preparing for this trip, you know what hit me? Out of all the preparation that I did to this trip, the one thing I didn't do is remember the fact that I'm going to a country where English is not an official language. Sure, they speak English there, but it's more the idea that I'm getting on this plane with no expectation of learning the local. How white of me is that? You know what I mean? How, holy shit. I blame white people, the white people I grew up with. Western civilization. I'm going to their country and I'm expecting them to speak English. And yet, when they come here, we're all like, speak English, motherfuckers. Well, not me, but I'm just saying. It's all this to say that I think I'm going to do some Duolingo on the plane, and I'm not going to make it. I know a few basic words in Spanish, like chica, chicas, yayo. Is yayo? Yeah. Chichi, get the yayo. this one girl, she was introduced to me, a Spanish girl from Dominican Republic, she was introduced to me to her friend. And she goes, looking at me, he goes, he speaks narco, meaning, because that's where all the Spanish I got from watching TV show Narcos. And yeah, no, I'll be all right. I'll be okay. But it's more the concept of how dare you, man. Anyways, go easy on me, Mexico. Yeah, my bad.
So you're a philosopher?
All right, last bit of randomness. Shout out to me for keeping this episode short. I put down what to expect for 2026. I'm gonna do that. You know what? I feel like this is the one time, even though I'm older, getting old, New Year's is still the time that I allow myself to be like a child and expect wonders, and this is new beginnings, and this is opportunities for. I like the fact that I still believe in possibilities. Anything can happen. A lot of us just grow bitter and say like, yeah, New Year's is not, doesn't change or whatever. Like, don't get me wrong, but I still like to think about what are we going to do differently? Right? And like, what's going to be the equivalent of that spreadsheet that I created? You know what I mean? Who knows? I mean, I'm you know, hope for the best. But in terms of Shut Up Podcast, things you can expect, you should expect for 2026 is, I don't know if you hear this. Okay, I don't know. The chair that I have, but it is kind of squeaky, and I imagine you can hear from this microphone. Another thing, too, is, I don't know if you can hear this part. I imagine you could hear this, right? So what's going on is I'm not banging my desk. I am touching my desk, right? And I looked it up, and the word for this is called resonance. Long story short, I need a boom mic, but because my microphone, I have an SM7 microphone, Shure SM7 microphone, i.e. it's expensive, and it's very good at what it does, and it's on a table stand, and that table stand is on a wooden desk. That's kind of hollow. When I type, you could probably hear the bumps. And while editing, I could hear those. Oh, it's and it annoys the fuck out of me. So I could imagine that it must annoy the fuck out of you. And shout out to those of you who tolerated this. But yes, the plan is to get a new boom mic to deal with that kind of stuff. And hopefully a new, Sorry, I was hearing some buzzing sound. Oh, maybe a new board, that would be nice, but definitely a new chair, because this one is like, I can feel it going like, free will, lose some weight, fatty. Next one is definitely a new site design for sure, and last is, I really, this one is not a commitment, but it's more of a hope that TikTok, or utilize a better usage of social media to get myself out there. Oh, and a last bonus would be like guest appearances and on their podcast and whatnot. Yeah, 2026. What's your plan for 2026? You gotta, you know, think about that kind of stuff. As for the day though, I'm not doing a big thing. I am getting baked. I'm definitely getting baked after this episode. I'm gonna edit it tomorrow on New Year's and publish it out so you'll get it on New Year's. But, that's pretty much it. That's it. Did I have any more randomness thoughts? No? Okay. Well, okay. I guess I'm just going to end with, to everyone who's been listening, thank you for your attention. I from the bottom of my heart, I am here's hoping to turn, you know, one of yous to two of yous, one niggas, two niggas, to four niggas, to five niggas. I'm imitating Pac. And I guess I'm just gonna wish you all a happy New Year's. May your pain turn to champagne. May this be the beginning of the best days of the rest of your lives. All that good shit. And let's get it. And of course, Before I end the show, I got to remind you that the website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu.
Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu.
Yeah.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
Are you an outcast? Thank you for listening. Oh, wait a minute. This episode was rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you don't be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. You know what I forgot to add is another plan for 2026 in this podcast is finally getting that goddamn trailer up. And I don't have the text in front of me, but I do know it sticks to the important part, or I articulate the most important part about this podcast, and it's the fact that it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. That's my way of saying that love it or leave it alone. Thank you for listening, and remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Yo, Happy New Year's.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.
Bonne année.
I am your king now!